Thank the Lord this morning for His blessings to each one of us. We desire an interest in your prayers as we look into the Word of God today. The title of the message, and it is also a summary of the message, is Listening for the Message of the Spirit. Now, how many of you all, and you don't have to raise your hand, but I wonder how many of you this morning before you came to service, sometime after you woke up, checked your email? How many of you checked your phone to see if you got any texts through the night? Maybe your WhatsApp messages. That tends to be in our life, and we get quite a bit of communication, it tends to be regular. Right before service, I got a text from someone in Malawi, and so I was checked to see what that was and what the need was. One of the things about it is, and it's not quite as bad as it used to be with email at least, but there used to be a whole lot more spam. So you go to open up your email, and you just have a lot of junk in there. And just recently, one of our gospel websites was hacked, and they messed it up. They got in there and changed some coding and redirected some things, and ever since then, when I open up to check that email for that particular site, I've got probably hundreds sometimes of just junk. And sometimes emails come in, and have you ever not read an email that maybe you should have read? Maybe something that was important got mixed in amidst all the junk. Someone didn't get an email I'd sent, and they were needing it, and I finally inquired about it, and they said, I'm sorry. They said, I get so much junk email, it must have slipped through. A message that was important, but it got mixed in with the junk and with the spam. Sometimes an important message gets lost, but when you're anticipating a message coming, you're more careful to go through your messages, aren't you? Recently, there was someone that was sending a check for the mission work, and they told us, they said, it's going to look like junk mail. Because the way the bank sends the check, and we do get some banks send out checks in a way that has that perforation on all three sides, and it looks like an insurance or real estate advertisement that a lot of times you just throw in the trash without even opening up, or someone offering some furniture deal or something that you sometimes don't read. Not to step on anybody's toes that does those businesses here today. But the point is that I was watching them. So when the mail came, I was being extra careful with the things I would normally just throw in the trash, because I wanted to be sure I didn't throw out the check, because it was an important message. When we are anticipating something, we should be listening for it. And I'm not as interested in the spam emails this morning as I am that I want us to get the message from the Spirit of the Lord today. The Lord has a message in something that He is trying to communicate to each one of us individually. So this morning, the message that I have for you in the Spirit of the Lord is not the specific message. I want to encourage you to listen. I want to encourage us to listen and see what the Lord is trying to communicate to us. Because the Lord is trying to communicate with all of us this morning. But there are too many times that the world is inundating us with junk messages, with junk mail. There are so many voices in our world. There are so many influences that are out there, and it's trying to drown out the voice of the Spirit of God. Lawful things, if we're not careful, we will get so busy with lawful things that we fail to listen to the Spirit of God. The entertainment of the world, the electronics that are out there are so many things that are vying for our time and our attention. And if we are not careful, we will not be listening. What is the Lord saying to me? I believe this morning that the Spirit of the Lord is still wanting to talk to His people. But we need to listen. And if you have not heard from the Spirit of the Lord recently, I dare say some messages have been lost amongst the spam of this world. Because the Spirit of the Lord is still moving and working and wanting to talk to us individually today. In the book of Habakkuk, in the second chapter, maybe give you a moment to find that. The book of Habakkuk in the second chapter, in the first verse. Now keep in mind that Habakkuk was the prophet of the Lord. And he said, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me and what I shall answer when I am reproved. I'm going to stand on my watch. I don't want to get lazy. I'm a prophet of the Lord. This is Habakkuk speaking now. I'm a prophet of the Lord, and I don't want to get lazy or be indolent, but I want to be watchful. I'm going to stand up. I want to pay attention. Do you know in the Old Testament when the prophets would read from the law, do you remember what the people did? What'd they do? They stood up. Do you know why they stood up? Because when you sit down, it's easier to get distracted. When you sit down, sometimes it's easier to let your mind wander. But out of respect to the Word of God, the people in the Old Testament, when the law was read, they stood up out of respect. What is the law saying? The prophet here is saying, I will stand upon my watch and set me upon the tower. I'm going to get up into a high place. I want to get elevated upon above the things of this world. Do you remember how Jesus taught us to pray in the sixth chapter of Matthew, in the sixth verse? He said, when you pray, enter into what? Your closet. Do you know that he was not speaking literally, that we literally have to go get in our closet, but do you know he was teaching us, when we pray, we need to isolate ourselves from the voices of this world. And I know a few years ago we talked about this. You might hand me my phone. How many people have been, it's right there, how many people have been guilty of literally praying and stopping in the middle of your prayer and reaching for your phone to see who is calling? You don't have to raise your hand. Oh, I just got a text. Who is that? Okay, Lord, hold on a minute. Do you know when someone calls me and puts me on hold, that is rude? Now, please understand this. I'm going to add a caveat to that. There are times that you can tell me talking to your husband, wife, or talking to someone that you're close enough to and say, I'm expecting a call. If it comes in, I'm going to have to get it. But if someone calls you and is taking up your time and then puts you on hold to get someone else, do you know that's communicating I got someone more important and they're the one that called you? Do we ever do that with the Lord? Lord, I'm going to take some time with you, but I've got another more important call coming in, Lord. I'll get back to you in just a minute. When you pray, enter into your closet. What he was saying was, I'm going to set up the tower. I want to get in a high place or a low place, whatever the case might be, to isolate myself from the voices of the world. Because I don't want to lose what the Spirit of God's trying to say to me. I want to hear from heaven. I want to communicate with the Lord. And do you realize communication is two ways? Brother James Bell, I remember years ago, him talking about going out to the mailbox, and there were a number of letters, and he was going through them, and they were mostly addressed to his wife. There was a card, Tricia Bell, Tricia Bell, old note, Tricia Bell, Tricia Bell, and then the only thing with his name on it was the bills. And it was kind of like, that just doesn't seem right. I mean, everybody's writing to my wife. That was probably really before emails were as common as they are today. And he said he got a thought. It's like, how many people, James, have you been writing to? His wife was the one that was reaching out. Do you know sometimes with the Lord it's the same way? We want the Lord. I want the Lord to talk to me, but do you realize I need to be in a condition and in a place that I am also communicating with God? You know, one-sided communication doesn't work very well because after a while it's like, well, have you ever reached out to someone and never heard from them? I've had that take place more than one time, unfortunately. Multiple times. And you try to reach out, but there's no response. There's never any reciprocation in the communication. And you start wondering, it doesn't seem important to them. I wonder if the Lord feels that way. I'm wanting to talk to you, the Lord is saying today. There's some things I want to share with you. There's some areas in your life that you're in a dangerous place, and I want to warn you about them. But we're so busy. Are we coming to the Lord saying, Lord, I want you to talk to me. Lord, I'm opening up my heart to you today. I need your presence in my life today. Lord, I need your grace today. Lord, would you talk to me? What's the Lord saying to you? Do you know there's work that needs to be done today, but not very many people are listening? There are needs in the work of God today. There's needs for people to consecrate their time and their money and their energy and their efforts for the kingdom of God, but they're so busy doing other things. And they say, well, if the Lord wants it, He can talk to me. The Lord is not going to beat us over the head this morning. This is about volunteer service because of our love to God. So we need to take the time to communicate with God. We need to go into our closet. We need, as we're driving down the road, to say, Lord, would you talk to me? Is there something you've been trying to communicate, but I've been so busy? And every time I get in the car, I have to turn the radio on. And any time there's a down moment or I'm working, doing the dishes or mowing the yard, I've got to have those earbuds in. How do we expect God to talk to us? Or maybe He's talking and we're just not listening. How do we expect the Lord to get through to us if we never give Him time? So the prophet was saying here, I'm going to stand on my watch and I'm going to set me upon the tower, a high place, and I'm going to watch to see what He will say unto me. I'm going to actively be listening. Saints, we need to start tuning out the voices of the world. I want to speak very plainly. It's not just out there. Too many of God's people are getting inundated with the spam of the world. And it's intentional. Bringing the spam into the home. Bringing the junk mail. Bringing the junk messages of the world. I don't want to raise my children on the junk messages from the world. I want my home to be a place that they can hear and feel and experience the presence of the Lord. Which means as parents, we have a responsibility to put a guard over the doors of our home that this is a refuge. I don't want my children to have to filter through it in the home. Well, over in the book of Mark, in the 4th chapter, Jesus was speaking, and this is reiterated later in the book of Revelation. We may touch on that. But in the book of Mark, in the 4th chapter, 9th verse, He said unto them, He that hath ears to hear, let him hear. You have ears this morning? What has the Lord been talking to you about? So I don't know. Has the Lord been talking to you about anything? Has the Lord been communicating with you through His Word? Through His Spirit? Have there been areas that the Lord has come along and just talked to you? Do you know the Lord wants to communicate with us this morning? He that hath ears to hear, let him hear what the Lord's saying. Listen to it. You remember the story of Samuel? Little Samuel. You can read about it in the book of 1 Samuel in the 3rd chapter. But we have a young boy, and there is debate historically about how old he was. Some think he was as young as 3 years old when he first went to Eli to work in the temple. But it would probably most likely have been around 12 years of age that a young Jewish boy became accountable to the instruction of the law. At 12 years of age, to be obedient and follow what the law taught. And it was at some time in that period that the Lord God called out Samuel's name in the middle of the night. Samuel was laying there and he was unacquainted with the voice of God. He was learning. He had not had a lot of experience. And you know, there are times that we may not always recognize the voice of God either. It's like, I know something's going on, but I'm not quite sure what's happening here. And he heard his name called Samuel. And so he got up and he ran to Eli. He's like, Eli, you called my name. What do you want? And Eli said, I didn't call you. Just go back to bed. The Lord called him three times by name. Do you know the Lord knows your name this morning? He knows our name. And he has a message for you. It's not just for, there's messages the Spirit gives to all of us, but there's things the Lord wants to communicate to us individually. And so Samuel finally, after the third time, Eli said, you know what, Samuel, he said, it's the Lord that's wanting to talk to you. So next time you hear his voice, next time say, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. And Samuel went back to bed, and do you know the Lord spoke the fourth time? I am so thankful the Lord has spoken to me more than one time. When maybe some of it got lost in spam, and some of it got lost because I wasn't listening. And sometimes it may have been lost because of other things. But do you know the Lord in His mercy comes back again? Because He really wants to communicate with us today. And He called Samuel's name the fourth time, and Samuel said, speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. Can I challenge us this week to take some time and tell the Lord that we're listening? Do you know why some people don't like quietness? Because they're not comfortable in their own skin. They're uncomfortable. And when things get quiet, they start thinking about themselves and start thinking about this and that, and they don't like it, so they're trying to fill it. Sometimes in a spiritual manner, people don't like quietness because they already know what the Lord's going to say. We already know. Have you all been there? It's like if you said, Lord, what would you like to say to me? We already know. How do we already know? Because He already spoke. I want you to make an adjustment in your life. This isn't good for you spiritually. And we already knew that. And so we don't want to ask the Lord, because when we ask the Lord to speak to us, it brings about greater accountability, doesn't it? When we recognize it is the Lord, it brings about more accountability. That means that we need to make adjustments in our life anyway. And we're going to give account for those eventually. So would it not be better for us this morning to say, Lord, speak. I'm listening to what you have to say, and make adjustments in our life. Things we need to adjust, things we need to stop doing, things we need to start doing, things the Lord wants us to be busy about in His kingdom, or areas of our life that He wants us just to back off a little bit. Maybe it's not sin, but it's not conducive to holiness, and make some adjustments. Do you realize that this is a lot more than just the preacher saying you need to do this or that? Because you can say, well, that's the preacher. You can minimize that if you want. The Lord does speak through the ministry. He speaks through His Word. But I want us to understand He wants to speak to you personally. That I can't put off, well, it was just them, or it was the church, or it was the pastor. But I can say, yes, I know, Lord, that was you. So now, Lord, my prayer is help me to be faithful and obedient to do the things that you've spoken to me about. Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth. So are we listening? You know, people so often get in trouble because they don't listen. It's like they hear the words, but they're not listening. You know what it's like when children, you know your children heard you. But they say, I didn't hear. Sometimes, unfortunately, my wife or the children would tell me, say, Dad, it's such and such. And I said, I didn't know that. And they said, well, we told you. You know, we told you yesterday. And it's like, I'm sorry, I didn't hear. I didn't realize you had told me. I don't know if I ever heard it or not, but obviously I wasn't listening. Something took place to hinder me from understanding. Well, the enemy's trying to do that with us, but many people get in trouble spiritually because they're not listening to the Lord. You know, the Lord has given us everything we need that each and every one of us here in this building this morning can make it to heaven. But we're going to have to listen if we're going to get there. Because the Spirit of the Lord wants to come and teach us and guide us and direct us. Over in Isaiah chapter 30, Isaiah chapter 30, verse 21, he said, "Thine ears shall hear a word behind thee saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left, thine ears will hear a word behind thee saying." Do you know the Lord is still wanting to do that for us today? That we can just hear that quiet voice of the Spirit, and it is the faithfulness of God that He is still speaking today. He sent the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, which He called in John 16, He said it's the Spirit of truth. And He said He would guide us into all truth. How can the Spirit of God guide us if we are not listening? There are sometimes people say, "Well, I didn't know," but it was because we weren't listening. Be still and know what? That I am God. Be still. Filter out the voices of this world. Filter out your own opinions. Do you know our own opinions? Many times it's like junk mail that would like to cloud out, would just like to cover up or hide the voice of God. Because we're so stuck on, I think this, and this is what I believe, and this is my opinion, and this is what... My way and your way is not going to get us to heaven unless it's God's way. And to hear God's way, we need to die out to our own exalted opinions and ideas and say, "Lord, I want to hear from You." And when the Lord speaks this morning, it is always going to be in accordance with His Word. This is one way we can know it's the Lord speaking. Sometimes people say, "Well, the Lord showed me that this was okay, and I know it's not okay because it's contrary to what the Bible teaches." We always want to measure what we believe is the voice of the Lord. Always measure it to what the Bible teaches. And if it's something different than the clear teaching of the New Testament, you can know that that was just another voice of the enemy trying to get us to misunderstand the voice of the Lord. But it is a blessing to know the voice of God. Jesus said over in John 10, verse 27, He said, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them, and they follow Me. My sheep hear My voice." There have been so many times in life that I have prayed, and "Lord, I need You to guide me, and I need direction," and it seemed like I wasn't hearing anything. And then all of a sudden, the Lord spoke. And I knew beyond a shadow of a doubt, the Lord, I know what the will of God is for me. How can you know that? I'm not crazy. I'm not hearing voices like that. Yes, I heard the voice of the Lord. And I know His voice because I'm one of His sheep. My sheep know My voice. That's what Jesus said, which means that Jesus is speaking today. Do you know the voice of the shepherd? If you don't know the voice of the shepherd, maybe you're like Samuel that had not yet developed that sense to know His voice. You can start today. You can start by saying, "There's been something drawing me. I need to know if this is the Lord or not." The Lord will be faithful to make Himself clear to us. But we need to start listening. And we need to take time to do that. I know the enemy is so devious. I got a call. I've gotten multiple calls from people that they act like they're a federal agent. Some of you may have gotten some of those. Got a call and said, "Is this Michael Smith at 988? You know, they give the phone number and say, and it's like, "Yes, and you live at," and they have my address. "Yes, this is a federal agent with so-and-so, and you sent money by Western Union to so-and-so, and it was this much money." And it was like, how did they get that information? Because there's a lot of scams out there, and they will try to get information from you, but they already had my name. They already had my number. They knew information that no one should have known except two or three people, which lets me know there are some corrupt agents where I'm sending money through Western Union, and they're selling it to people that are trying to get to deceive people like me. Do you know the enemy is doing that same thing? The enemy knows information about you, the devil will quote Scripture just like he did with Jesus. And that's why it is important to know the voice of God. It's important to study the Word of God so we can filter out the false facts and the false voices of the world. He called me one day and I said, okay, I said, what's your ID number? And one time I did ask him, I said, does your mother know what you're doing? And they got mad at me and hung up. But do you realize that this is, they were trying to get something, but they were doing it from a standpoint of, I'm trying to keep you from getting in trouble. I'm trying to help you out, and there's a fraud going on, and they weren't my friend, but that's how the enemy presents himself to us. He presents himself as trying to be on our side, trying to be a friend to us. I want to work for you. The devil is not your friend. I need to know the voice of the Lord. I'm desperate this morning to know the voice of the Lord, and I'm thankful I do, but I want to take time to listen, and I want to filter out the junk. Well, the Scripture says in Hebrews chapter 4, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your heart. Why? Because there remaineth therefore a rest of the people of God. Don't be afraid to listen. You know, sometimes, how many of y'all have your WhatsApp notifications turned off so they can't see when you have read it? I know a couple of you do. You can turn it off. You know you can know someone has read your WhatsApp message because you have the blue check marks. So you know, I know they got it. They can't say I didn't read it. At least they got it. You can turn those off. You can turn those off so someone will never know if they got your message or not. Do you know why some people turn those off? Because they don't want to be accountable. I don't want the person that sent me the message to know that I got it. I wonder sometimes if people do that with God. I don't want to acknowledge it. Anybody ever turn off their notifications? In the middle of the night last night, I was getting some texts from Tanzania. And so I turned off my notifications so it wouldn't keep disturbing my sleep. I did it just for them. So if y'all would have texted me, I would have got it. But I turned off my notifications from Tanzania so it wouldn't keep dinging in the night. Do you realize that people do that with God? I don't want to be notified of the message because then I'm accountable to respond. What are we afraid of? Is anybody here, don't raise your hand, but is anybody here really afraid of just getting quiet before the Lord this week? And saying, Lord, I'm here. What do you want to talk to me about? Is there something in my life you'd like me to change? Is there a place I need to draw closer to you, Lord? And if you know, and that makes you uncomfortable, you probably already have heard the voice of the Lord. You've just started turning off your notifications because you don't want to look the Lord in the eye and say, yes, Lord, I recognize that that's you. I want to be obedient. Saints, I'm desperate to make it to heaven. Y'all want to go to heaven? We need to listen. We need to listen. Don't turn off your notifications from the Spirit of God this morning. Let's listen. And we won't take the time. It's a whole study in and of itself. And I don't want to wear y'all out. I want you to get the message to just listen. But you know, when in the book of Revelation, you can read down through those third and fourth and fifth chapters of Revelation. The Lord had a specific message for specific congregations. To Ephesus, his message was, you've left your first love. Do you know the conditions in those seven churches? I do not believe the Scripture teaches seven church ages because those conditions are prevalent in almost every generation of people. But do you know that there are people today that the message of the Spirit is, you've lost your first love. You used to be zealous for me. You used to really be on fire and you're just kind of getting spiritually lazy and you're not fervent anymore. And at the end of every message, the Scripture says, he that hath an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit saith to the churches. One had left their first love. Another one was comfort. It was encouraging to Smyrna. I know your works. I know your works. Don't be afraid of the persecution. There's going to be someone mistreat you this week because of your stand for truth. Don't be discouraged. I know you're living right. I know you love me. Be steadfast. Would you like to hear that voice of the Lord saying that? Let's listen. Another one, he said, you're holding fast. You're holding fast. But he said, you're getting permissive of people that are teaching false things in your midst. You're going to get in trouble. You need to make some adjustments. Quit listening and allowing people to teach false things among you. You've been holding fast personally, but you've been letting some junk messages start coming in. You need to be careful about that. Another one at Sardis, your works aren't perfect. There's some good things that you're doing, but you're about to die. You want to hear that message from the Lord? I'd rather hear it before I'm dead. I'd rather him come in His mercy and say, Michael, I know you've done some good works, but you're about to die. You're not being as careful as you ought to be. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for helping me. Laodicea, what was the message to the Laodiceans? You're neither hot nor cold. You're lukewarm. So what is the Spirit saying to us this morning? The Lord told us that His Spirit would not always strive with man. And that's when He limited the age that people lived to. At the time of Noah, He was specifically talking about how long they were to live. My Spirit's not going to always strive. But you know, it's one thing to talk to someone and something else to strive with someone. You want to communicate with someone, you can go talk to them and share with them. But if they're resisting that, maybe you'll share again. And they resist it. Maybe you share again. But at some point, you say, I don't want to strive about it. Y'all ever done that in your marriages? Okay. Anybody? There's a discussion. And then you can find that maybe there's a point in the discussion, you realize we're real close at turning into strife. So we need to back off. The Lord said, my Spirit will not always strive. I'm going to deal, and I'm going to convict, and I'm going to give people opportunity, but I will respect your decision. If you do not want to hear from the Lord this morning, if we continue to reject the sound of His voice, at some point the Lord is going to take us at our word, and He's going to step back. And what a fearful thing to say, I don't hear from the Lord. It's silent. I don't feel any conviction anymore. Have you ever been in a service where you felt conviction? Maybe you're saved and it's almost you were under such conviction, it almost made you want to get saved again. Just because the Spirit of the Lord, I want to keep feeling that conviction. I want to keep hearing the voice of the Lord. So in closing, Revelation 3:20, the Scripture says, behold, and Brother Randy quoted this last Sunday at the close of the service, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come into him and will sup with him and he with me. He's not going to force it this morning, but he said, if you'll hear my voice, would you open the door and let me just come in and commune with you? The Lord is interested in relationship. And He wants to get us to heaven. But to get there, we're going to have to open up the heart, our heart's door and listen to what He has to say. So as I sit down, may I ask you again, has the Spirit of the Lord been talking to you? What's He saying? What's He been dealing with you about? And if He hasn't, get up on a tower. Get up on a tower and say, Lord, would you speak to me? And when He speaks, what are we doing with it? Let's be obedient because God has our best interest at heart. Let's listen for the message of the Spirit. Amen.